Welcome to Einstein's Disease. Through real-world insights and powerful conversations with industry leaders, we help you break past limitations and rethink success. Are you ready to push the boundaries of what's possible?
Good evening. My name is Greg Ehlers, the host of Einstein's Disease. Today we are here with a very special guest, Derek Roth. Derek, it's great to have you. Derek is a dealer for GoNano and the owner of Texas Roof Shield in North Texas.
Yes,
and today's conversation, Derek, I'm really excited about this because as a local entrepreneur here in Texas, starting various businesses as we've discussed before the show, it's interesting to see the direction you've gone into something that is so crucial for everybody here in Texas. It's the quality of either a roof or saving a roof, which we're going to talk about with the GoNano product today. But as we start the show and the way Einstein's disease works, we always kind of discuss some of the challenges as an entrepreneur and as a business owner that you face every day with respect to being able to grow your business, provide those services that are so important to the citizens of Texas and North Texas where you're located. So I'd really like to give the audience the opportunity to look through Derek's lens about not only building this business, but some of the challenges that you've had with respect to our show's name, Einstein's disease, whether there have been preconditions that you've had, maybe your consumers have had, or people that you've had to work with within the industry. So why don't we start out a little bit with yourself, Derek, and some of the challenges you've had starting this business and growing the business, and then kind of walk through the others.
Sure. Well, Texas Roof Shield is a full-scale roofing operation, but we have the GoNano certification to spray on roofs. And part of the challenges that we see every day is we've been pre-programmed as a society that we've always had these 1% deductibles. And well, we're not gonna treat our roof and hope for the best. We're gonna wait for a hailstorm to come through and take out that roof and we'll get a new roof. Well, as we've seen over the last year or so, that landscape's changing a bunch. So it's changing daily policies. Everybody knows when you sign a new policy, how many people actually read them or understand them. It takes an Einstein to read some of these policies. And it's part of the challenges we face is just educating consumers on what their options are.
And that education element, because that is where people's either visible biases or just the way that they've been conditioned to think really challenge your ability to provide a service.
Absolutely.
So when you think about that as one of your problems, and we'll talk about your solutions in the next block, but how do you train your people? I mean, is it Derek going out there? I mean, you've got a big area. You've done the largest roofing project in the United States last year. What was it, 180 or 200?
186 homes, yes.
186 homes in one area. It was the largest project across the country. So you've got projects to manage, but
Absolutely. It's
still a problem. It's a challenge to be able to get that next client, to be able to educate people about their challenges. So are those challenges being helped by other people?
Sure.
How does that work? Because that's a big problem to overcome.
Absolutely. I've surrounded myself from some of the best people in the business. So I was smart enough to know that I don't know everything. So surround yourself with good people is what I always say. So my head of roofing is a state-appointed umpire in the state of Texas, which, no, that's not baseball. So it works directly with judicial system and the insurance companies to make sure that roofs are being put on properly, that claims are being handled correctly. But really, we're trying to, what you said earlier, education. I always try to think of it, work from the consumer back.
Right.
And right now, there's just a complete lack of education from a consumer standpoint on what their options are when, do we really need to replace a roof? Because most of the time, when you have somebody show up at your door, a roofer's gonna look at your roof and say, I want to replace it.
Right.
But we know, doesn't matter what statistic you look at, I always quote that about 80% of roofs are replaced prematurely. There are other options, but consumers don't know about it yet. So that's our job, is to really walk them through that process, whether we're going to treat that roof or replace that roof, why we're doing it,
right,
and what those financial responsibilities look like. And when a an educated consumer is always going to be your best consumer,
right?
Especially if you're doing it right. So that's why we always work our way back from the customer.
And that's overcoming a critical problem.
Sure.
But the other problems or challenges that you faced when you started with Go Nano three
sure.
years ago, and then starting your roofing company 2 years ago, were some of the business challenges that you just had starting that business, even though you're a serial entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
How many times before you bought this were you on a roof?
Oh,
I mean,
exactly.
And then talking to those, how did you overcome some of those challenges? I mean, it's not like you go out and practice walking on your own roof.
Absolutely. I'm a learner. So, I'm always trying to educate myself on every aspect of not only the financial part of our business, but the actual hands-on application. And part of it, like I said, is surrounding yourself by the right people. It's also part of the challenges is finding the right crews.
Right.
You can have the best company in the business, but if you have the wrong crew on your roof, you've got a problem.
Right.
So I think the initial challenges are surrounding yourself by the right people.
Right.
And then, are you willing to be humble enough to educate yourself on the things that you don't know? And if you do that, and you, I always say, if you get out of bed and you start going at it, you're ahead of about 99% of the planet.
Right.
So, and we do that every day. Yeah. And over time, you develop an expertise just from repetition. And when you surround yourself by the right people and you're doing it day in and day out, you're going to find success.
And as we talk about the challenges, it's pretty easy for you to come up to my house. I
sure.
clicked on a Facebook ad, or I clicked on something and said, I'm really interested. But I also have a preconditioned budget in my head, right?
Right.
And I have a belief that I can get it done next week.
Right.
And I want it done at this price, and I want it done this way. And you have to overcome some of that, because you can't do my roof next week.
Sure.
You've got 25 other projects ahead of me. The challenge of when you have somebody that's interested,
right,
that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to buy.
No.
Because you might not be able to meet them where they need to be.
Sure.
And so talk to us a little bit about the challenge of your consumer, because the roof, between running water, electricity, and a not a leaky roof, I mean, those kind of are the top three.
Absolutely.
Right?
Right.
So you're not dealing with the other two. You're dealing with the leaky roof or the roof. So talk to us a little bit about the challenges of that, because you really have to overcome a lot.
Of course. So when we walk up to a house, you've got to understand that people aren't replacing their roof every year.
No.
Right? That's not something that you just do.
Right.
You probably don't remember the company you used to actually replace a roof.
Or even if you never, because you bought the house.
100%.
Right.
So they don't even know what kind of shingle it was, who put it on, things like that. And if they did replace their roof, let's say it was 5-10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the landscape has completely changed. So the average cost of a roof replacement in North Texas right now is about $24,000.
Wow.
Well, that is sticker shock for a consumer, because the last roof they put on did not cost $24,000.
Right.
So it's just an education of where material cost has gone up, labor has gone up. So you name it, if there's a cost to be hit, it's been hit. And in Texas, roofing is the wild, wild west. There's no licensing. There's no requirement. You and I, if we had no experience whatsoever, could start a roofing company tomorrow.
Are you asking me? Are you trying to talk me off TV now?
What are you doing tomorrow? So with that is great from an entrepreneurial standpoint that anybody can get involved. However,
you get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for. So part of the challenge is, again, we go back to educating the consumer. there's a lot of education that goes into when you're looking at replacing a roof.
Right.
Even just a small repair and a leak, why that's happening and why we have to tear off a large section to fix that one small leak.
Right.
That's very difficult for a consumer to understand. So you always want to go with somebody that's going to walk you through that process and
Absolutely.
Make you feel comfortable. So we do pride ourselves on, you were mentioning how fast can we get out there. We have a quick turnaround time because of the amount of crews we have, but really it's making them feel comfortable about what this process looks like and then making them understand the dynamics of that deal of changing their roof.
Absolutely. So as we close out this first block talking about the challenges, I think, and we go into the next block where we're going to talk about Go Nano, which is on your shirt, and one of the primary reasons that that we're having you here today, because it's such an exciting product for the state of Texas. When you think about the challenges that you have, and you say you get up every day and you get started and you're ahead of everybody by 99%, give me three words that get you through that, getting ready for the next day because of those challenges. What is it that you think about that gets
Sure.
you driven?
That's a good question. So, I mean, for me, I'm always driven by just being the best at what we do.
Right.
So how can we improve our processes? And that goes down to our landscape protection. So like the tiny details. If you focus on the tiny details and you execute every day, and how did we get better today? If you do that every day, that adds up. It's just like practicing any sport. If you do those things every day and you expect excellence and you demand excellence, then you're going to get excellence. And it's really just getting up and attacking it.
That's great. And with that, we're going to go for our commercial and let everybody learn a little bit more about Go Nano. Thank you very much. We'll be back shortly. Hi, this is Greg Ellers, and we're back with Derek Roth. Derek, it's great to have you on the show. It was a great intro learning about some of the challenges, because so many of the people that are watching or listening to this show, they're small business owners.
Absolutely.
They're entrepreneurs, and they deal with a lot of challenges in their own way. But hearing your challenges are, I'm sure they resonate with a lot of people, so really appreciate that. So what I want to talk about in this segment with you is one of your solutions, and you have a Go Nano shirt on.
Yep.
It's one of the reasons that you're here today. It's a solution for people when they buy a new home. It's a solution for people when they've had an existing home. As you talked about in the first block, most people don't know the roofing company that put their roof on. Very unlikely, unless they're a next door neighbor.
Perfect.
So you're trying to, as you talked about, the challenge of getting people to realize the sticker shock of a new room. I think roof, you mentioned $24,000 versus the Go Nano, which is a silicone application that extends the life of a home. We'll let you talk about that in a minute. But let's talk about those solutions in both aspects from your perspective.
Sure.
Of being the business owner, being the person that's out on the front line, not only representing Go Nano, but your roofing company.
Right.
Let's talk about it from the standpoint of a solution, because I've got a roof. I've got a five-year-old roof, kind of looking at it. My wife says, Greg, that roof's looking kind of crummy.
Right.
We need to get this replaced. Well, as you mentioned before, the life of a roof can be quite long, right, Derek? But people don't realize, like everything else, it needs a little bit of lipstick. And in a sense, that's what you were going to talk about here in this segment. So why don't you share with us a little bit about that process for an aged roof, minor aged or longer, how the product works and what it does and how it extends the life.
Sure. I think it's important to take a step back and realize the true longevity of a roofing system, because we've all heard of 30-year shingles, right? Well, there's no such thing as a 30-year shingle in North Texas. Like, it's heat, humidity, all the things that can attack a roof is attacking a roof. So in the Metroplex, that a roof that's 5 years old has seen -2 degrees, and it's seen 155 degrees on that surface. So you can imagine the expansion and contraction of building materials that are asphalt-based. We all know what happens to asphalt when it's out in the sun.
Gets kind of warm.
It gets warm, it cracks, all those things. So roofs just don't last as long as I think the perception is, you think I'm spending this much money on a roof, it's going to last forever. Well, you start to see significant aging in 6, 7, 8 years. So I wanted to have a solution that, well, how can we increase that longevity, increase durability? And that's where Go Nano comes into play. And right now, it's really just an education standpoint to get it to the consumer.
Right. And that goes back to what we talked about initially. So it's one of your challenges is the education process. But talk to us about the success of the education when you get the client, customer, homeowner, and they're like, I want to do this. Absolutely. So I buy it, and you're going to come and put it on my roof. What does that mean? What am I getting? What are you giving me?
So we're going to change the molecular modification of that shingle. So that's the easiest way to simple it down.
Yeah, because this everybody on this show is not Einstein.
100%, neither was I. So so when we spray a roof, it's a really easy process. It takes us about 1 to 2 hours. It fully cures in 12, and it enhances the molecular modification of that shingle. And what you're going to see afterwards is a roof that's hydrophobic, which is a fancy way of saying it's water's going to bead off of it. Most people don't know that water just doesn't fall off your roof. It saturates it first, and once it's completely saturated, then it starts to shed. Well, now we're going to make it hydrophobic, so it's repelling water off that roof, which is a great start just to begin.
Is that kind of like what Rain-X does on a windshield?
I use the example all the time. So if you remember the old Rain-X commercials, it's very similar. So, you know, most people don't get out in a rainstorm and look at their roof. But our roofs will react and behave differently than a normal roof. But you're also getting increased hail resistance.
Let's kind of dive into that a little, because they kind of have hail here.
Yeah. So in our Metroplex, you're talking about one of the, I think it's the third largest hail-prone city in the United States. So we see a significant amount of hail. And in the past, there's nothing you could do about it.
Right.
It's just hope and pray that it's not going to hit your house. It's going to move to the next neighborhood. But now you have something in the tool belt a homeowner does to work that solution.
And if I have this solution, Texas has been challenged with high levels of hail. That means a lot of people calling on their insurance companies. Now the insurance companies are altering how your insurance policy looks. Were talking before the show about maybe having almost an insurance company providing two different policies, one for the home and one for the roof.
Sure.
And that means that the roof policy costs more money.
Correct.
So you're providing a service and a solution for them to no longer need that. Am I hearing that correct?
Well, we're trying to mitigate risk.
Right.
So anytime you buy a homeowner's policy, you're mitigating risk on your home. However, and this is not actually a knock on insurance companies, because most people don't understand that in hail-prone areas, insurance companies can absolutely lose a lot of money.
Oh, absolutely.
And they can operate at a loss. And I think we just have that perception that insurance companies are big and they're making money hand over fist. Well, that's not really the case in some areas. That's why you have insurance companies backing out of hail-prone areas, storm-prone areas. So once we go back to that and say, well, policies are changing, that 1% policy that you've had your entire life is now changing into 2, 3, we've seen 5% policies. Well, at that point, we don't really have insurance on your roof. What we do have is, hey, you'll get a little bit of money if this happens, but you're still paying a deductible. You're going to be out of pocket quite a bit.
In 3 to 5 years, you've almost bought your new roof through your insurance policy.
100%. So now we have a solution that costs, in most cases, less than your deductible to treat your roof, make it more hail resistant, provide that durability, provide that pliability that Texas roofs do not have after 6, 7 years.
And need.
It just makes sense from a financial standpoint to do whatever you can to increase the longevity of that in essence, huge asset on your home.
Right. So from the solution standpoint, you've been able to educate the homeowner. They've got a roof. They provide the application. They now have Go Nano as a prophylactic on their roof for as long as it is. Correct. How long does it last?
So I always tell people forever, and I say that jokingly, but right. It's true. That molecular modification that takes place is going to be there forever.
Right.
That being said, we're going to increase the lifespan of that roof, depending on what age we catch it at, anywhere between 5 to 15 years. Now I'll pause for effect there, because
right.
that's a bold claim, but that's what the science shows us. That's what you can tell right away once we spray a roof. If you feel it the next day, you can completely tell the changes that it's made. I tell people all the time, if I have the choice between a brand new roof or a 7-year-old roof that was treated with Go Nano, I'm going to pick the treated roof.
And now you hit that softball right into the next part, and that's, I just bought a new house.
Sure.
And I live not far from here. Should I put Go Nano on my new roof?
People always ask me, when should I put it on? Right. My answer is always yes. So when should you plant a tree? 14 years ago, if you didn't, well then right now.
Right.
So the best time to
You have some roof. Good salesman's lines, I'm going to tell you what.
It's a lifelong process. But no, it's true, because the earlier we catch that roof, mm-hmm. the better, because
right.
we're locking in all of the granules. Every building component of that shingle is a vital part. There's a reason it's made the way it's made. And if we can lock that in from a molecular level, well, now we're ahead of the game.
Right.
So we're trying to bulletproof your roof as much as we can, and the earlier we catch it, the better. That being said, we've treated roofs that I've treated a roof as old as 22 years old.
Wow.
In the right circumstances. And we never treat a roof that we can't save. So it's always, you know, we take a look at it and make sure that our product's going to do what we say it's going to do, because we're providing warranties for that.
Right.
So it's just the homeowner gets the warm and fuzzies, because they're not only getting this bulletproof roof, but they're also getting a warranty to go along with it.
And really, and importantly in this, and we touched on a little bit, and we will in the next block as well, but the cost of a home, inflation, higher wages. I'm sure your employees, they're not working for free.
Nope.
And it doesn't really matter what some of the other costs do. Your wages have already moved up and to the right, and they're going to stay there. So the homeowner is experiencing the same thing in terms of when they get their premium notices from their insurance companies. They're not going down.
Nope.
And the conditions with respect to the area that you live in, it's been number 3. It's probably been 2 or 4. So
sure.
You're always going to stay in the top 5.
Absolutely.
It's not going to change.
It's not changing.
But the population continues to grow.
Absolutely.
And so you're providing a solution that actually helps home finances in a big way, which I'm sure is part of your sales pitch. If it isn't,
sure.
After we leave, you're going to go, God, Greg gave me a good
I'll
one.
I'll add this.
Yeah. But I think what we've really learned in this from the solution standpoint is it doesn't matter when you do it. The earlier, the better.
Absolutely.
But the reality is as long as the roof has enough consistency that you're able to do it, you're going to provide that versus putting a new roof on a house. And I think one of the things that our listeners are always challenged with, Derek, is in every business, as you mentioned specifically with roofing, we can go out and start a new company today.
Sure.
And it's the integrity of the people that are there. And because you're also providing a product with a warranty, which we're going to talk about,
right.
You provide a lot more solace to that homeowner. They feel a lot better. I think you used the term warm and fuzzies. You want your customer to be your best salesperson. And I think what we heard in this block is that there's a reason why Go Nano is doing well, and,
right.
and your company's doing well where you are in North Texas.
Absolutely.
So with that, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back with Derek right after we hear a word from our sponsors, including Go Nano. Hi, this is Greg Ellers, and we're back for our third segment of Einstein's Disease tonight, and we're with Derek Roth. Derek, this has been a lot of fun. We've got a bit more to go, but I've really enjoyed the energy that you have for not only Go Nano, but for being an entrepreneur. And as I mentioned in the previous two segments, there's a lot of entrepreneurs that reach out and say, we really enjoy getting to understand somebody that's a real business owner.
Right.
You came here in an Uber. You flew here on Southwest. That's what real business people do, right? And so the authentic element that we have to this bleeds through in not only the way you probably have formed this business, which we'll talk about in the last segment, but more importantly, in the trust and honesty that your potential customers and your customers see in you. And that's something that you can't put a price on.
Right.
And in a state like Texas that's growing the way it is, 28 million people, and probably had half that 25 years ago, it's not shrinking.
Nope.
So you're in a position where a lot of the skills that you have to, and culture has to feed through to everybody that you've got. We talked about the solution of GoNano in the last segment. We want to stay on that a little bit, but before I do, the one thing that I'd like to touch on is just the housing, the roofing side.
Sure.
Because you own a roofing company. You started with GoNano 3 years ago, and then after a year, you're like, you know what's going to make this better is if I actually have a roofing company too,
sure.
Right? Because then you're got the integrity of the roof to say, you know what? You don't need a new roof. It's 6 years old, but I've got a solution that's actually less, and it comes with a warranty. In talking with Charles and Jonathan, it sounds like the warranties is going to be even getting better, but we'll let Jonathan talk
about it
at some point. But the point being is you've got a business besides GoNano, but it really complements your business. Why don't you just spend a few minutes to share with our business owners and our entrepreneurs, what is the roofing business to you really look like? Because
sure.
Everybody needs one,
sure.
Right? And so you work on new projects, you work on existing homes. Give us a little insight to that. What is that business to you?
So the reason I actually stepped into the roofing business is because we had the GoNano dealership. And as I got more well-versed in that industry, I realized that there's a lot of gaps.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of gaps between the roofing company and the consumer. And I just saw an area that we can go in and we can close those gaps and make it I always tell people we're a white glove roofing service, which just sounds ridiculous. Can't wear white gloves roofing. But it's true, and it's from top to bottom. So what I set out to do is be unlike any other roofing company, because in the Metroplex, everybody will give you a different number, but there's anywhere between 5,000 and 10,000 roofing companies.
Right.
How does a consumer...
10,000 one, because we're starting another one.
We're going to start another one right after the show. So I took a look at what everybody else is doing and said, what are the ways that we can enhance it? And that was a team effort, and it goes down to from the landscape protection we use. We use a company out of Tyler, Texas, and we shield all the roofs, all the homes before we actually even install the roof. We get there before the crew gets there so that we can protect the landscape, protect the windows, protect the garage doors. And we're using a netting system that hardly anybody else uses. That's just doing it the right way. We use on-site project managers, which sounds like a no-brainer, but it's not normal in the roofing industry. So
you're building a moat around your whole business, aren't you, Derek? Because
100%.
People look at it, they go by a house, say, what are these people doing?
Correct. And there's no way that you can't pull up to a house that we're doing and not talk to somebody and understand exactly what's going on in the process. That's from the outside world, but also from the inside, because when you get a roof replacement can be a traumatic
experience
for the homeowner. So we want to make them as comfortable as possible. We'll clear out everything to let them get out of their house while they get back in. I mean, you still have to go on about your daily life. Just because your roof is being installed,
right,
doesn't mean we stop living. So it starts with using the right components. It's really funny, but your number one source of leaks is your pipe jacks, the roof vents that come out of your home. And we use Ultimate Lifetime Pipe Jacks. They're silicone based, and the building houses that we use, the supplier, we're the only ones they carry them for, because nobody else uses them.
Wow.
And that's not to say nobody does, but it's a very rare occurrence. So it's just top to bottom, what are the things that we can do to set ourselves apart so that the customer walks away from that experience and says, that was different.
Right. And that, they become your sales.
Absolutely.
So in that, you've installed a new roof and you put Go Nano on. What have been some of the feedback when you've had a hailstorm? Oh. And somebody's had has Go Nano on their roof. Does anybody pick up the phone and say, "Hey, Derek, thanks for the present. I don't have any issues."
You know what's funny is they don't pick up the phone because nothing happened. So I wish I had. Oh, I get calls all the time, but we really don't because it's doing what it's supposed to
right.
do. But we did get hit in an area with pretty substantial hail. And it was a roof that we had sprayed, I think, about a year ago. And it was funny because you could see the indentations of the hail. And when we came back out a week later, those indentations were gone.
Wow.
And it's because the roof becomes more pliable. Mm-hmm. So it has that give to it. And you could see the hail indentations from the pictures. And I was like, what's going on here? We come back out and they're gone.
Wow.
And with the heat and the humidity, I mean, it raised back to the normal level. And so what you're seeing is an effect that it has a trampoline effect, in essence. We're not creating armor, we're creating resiliency.
Right.
And that's been the coolest aspect of
what armor versus resiliency. That is a tagline.
Let's use it.
I like that a lot. That's good.
Just came up with it.
So back to the Go Nano a little bit, because you put the roof on, you've had a big project, biggest that we talked about in America, and there's certain constituencies in roofs across the country, and specifically in the area you are, where there's really an education that needs to take place, even if the owner of the house just finds out what kind of roof they have.
Absolutely.
Why don't you share with us a little bit about the textures or the constituency of some of these roofs that really need a product like Go Nano. Every product, everybody
Absolutely.
Needs it, but there's some where if you don't have it,
Absolutely.
you're really in a bad situation.
And so every shingle is rated from a class standpoint. You've got your class 3 and class 4, which are the highest impact rated systems. They cost a little bit more, but they are able to withstand hail. And then you've got your kind of cookie cutter homes that no such thing as a class 1, but they're basically a class 1 shingle. And so I say, who should get it? Who should look at the spray? Again, the answer is yes, it's everybody. But one, we can take that really expensive roof and increase the longevity of it, increase its durability. That's a huge impact for the homeowner because they spent so much on that roof.
Right.
But also on a lower end, you've got homes that don't have such an expensive roof, and when in my neck of the woods, 60 mile an hour straight line winds are just kind of like that's a Tuesday. So, and that wreaks havoc
right.
on a lower end roof.
Right.
And you've seen it when you go through the cookie cutter home neighborhood,
right.
shingles are on the ground, they're flapped off. So it's top to bottom. We can help increase the lifespan
right.
of any roof that we treat.
Yeah. And you had a big project, and tell us a little bit about that.
I'm very proud of it. So it was, I won't give the name, but it was a COA, a retirement community, 186 units plus their clubhouse. And we actually were set up to spray Go Nano on those roofs, and about a month later, before we were going to do an install, they got hit by a huge hailstorm, and it took out every single roof in the community, and that community kind of became our home. So we replaced 186 roofs, and to the best of my knowledge, that's the largest residential re-roofing project in the United States last year. We were doing 5 homes a day, became part of the community, and I think the biggest benefit is just seeing how we were able to keep that community going
right.
without disrupting their entire existence with that many roofs being
yeah.
installed on 5-6 streets. That can be challenging, and it was every review that we got from that job was just kind of like a badge of honor, and it just made you feel like we were part of the community because we are. We live there, and it's funny, so some of my I've become close friends with people in that neighborhood because we spent so much time there, and hope they never get hit again, but I'd love to see them again.
Absolutely, that is great. And that badge of honor that that you have is a special one, because what you really mentioned there is you were able to keep a community together. And we see a lot with these, a lot of disasters, people get displaced.
Absolutely.
And being able to keep those people together as a, in their community without a lot of disruption is a big, big deal. With that, we close out this segment. One more thing going back to my roof and my house. When you are in a community and you've done my house and there's a bad hailstorm, how soon are the neighbors calling you? I mean, I know that if I can have buyer's remorse because you came to my door and I was sure. I had Einstein's disease and said, I don't need that. My roof's fine. I have a class 4 or class 5 shingle, but this was really a bad storm. So kind of close with that.
I mean, we'll tend to get a lot of calls, especially in almost our 90% of our business is worked off referrals,
right?
Word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So we will certainly get calls like, wait, what did my neighbor do that the roof looks different after this hailstorm? And it's always sad because I always know we could have helped this situation.
Right.
We could have mitigated that risk. So yeah, of course we get a lot of calls, but it's also nice to get the referrals of people that have went through the process of replacing a roof or the spray, and the recommendations that we get from them, there's nothing that can replace that.
Absolutely, and I know exactly what you're talking about as a small business owner myself. With that, we're going to cut to a commercial break and let you hear from our sponsors. This is Greg Ehlers, the host of Einstein's Disease, and I'm here with Derek Roth. We'll be back for the last block here in a moment. Thank you. Hi, this is Greg Ehlers, your host of Einstein's Disease, and we're back for our last segment with Derek Roth. Derek, this has been a great, great afternoon.
It's been a pleasure.
I've really enjoyed getting to understand a little bit more about yourself. I know that, as I mentioned before we went on air today, this show really targets business owners, entrepreneurs, people that are aspirational,
right,
but want to actually realize their aspiration. And to do that, being able to get feedback from people like yourself that have had success, that have had challenges, and to be able to share those with our viewers and listeners, it's what makes life good for other people. And I'm all about telling good stories. And that's what overcoming Einstein's disease is really about. Recognizing challenges that you've had, accepting those challenges, and saying, I've got to go in a different direction. You've shared some of that with us today in terms of the problems that you've had, be it with your educational aspect, which is a big part, teaching people how to provide longevity, savings, all those things that take place with taking care of their roof, which is, besides water and electricity, probably the two most important things. But in this last segment, and what's really important, and I know the feedback I get from our viewers and listeners is, they really like to hear about the person. Want to know about Derek. We don't care about your astrological sign, Derek, but what we care about is how you got into this, right?
Sure.
How you were able to make the decision, not only for product we talked about today, Go Nano, but why you didn't go into buying a car wash, why you didn't go into do something else. And so if you can spend a little bit of time just kind of giving us the backstory in terms of what was Derek's process? Because there's somebody out there that's driving home from work and not happy, and they've got an idea. What was your process to be able to start this business? How did you go through it?
Well, for me, it's always about, I like to be different. I like to do things, like the differentiators in companies are what really draws me to them. Just like in our roofing business, when we try to differentiate ourselves on our process and everything that the customer sees, I was looking for a business that was unique in the marketplace that solved a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing tons of research trying to find what I was looking at, and I came across Go Nano, and I was like, wait, I was trying to find other competitors.
So you're in North Texas and you're calling somebody in Canada.
and at the same time doing back-end research of going, well, what are the 12 other companies doing this? I'm like, I can't find one of them.
Right.
And that was really inspiring to me, because I'm saying, this is this is different.
Right.
This solves a need. It's nanotechnology, so it's cool. You know, I could speak about it passionately. And really, after that, it was, does it work? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to see the science. And to Jonathan's credit, 12 phone calls later, in about, I don't know how many different scientific papers he showed me, but I was like, I'm bought in. And actually seeing it in existence, it just made sense. And in our Metroplex, I mean, it solves a real need.
Right.
So it just, everything, the stars aligned. It was the right situation at the right time, and we've never looked back since.
So you migrated from corporate life to being an entrepreneur.
Right.
And you had a... you had a coach, and I say that tongue in cheek because we all have coaches, and so tell us a little bit about that process, moving from corporate to being an entrepreneur,
sure.
And what your first endeavor was, and how that went or how
sure.
it's going. So
sure.
everybody out there understands. Sometimes you don't always stay with the first thing that you
no, absolutely.
That finds your inspiration.
So my wife and I were both in corporate America. She had a harebrained idea to start basically an anti-aging hair care and wellness company. And it was fantastic. And it actually took so much of her time that I had to retire from corporate America to help with the sales aspect of it, the financial part of it. And so I always give credit to my wife, because my wife was the one that pushed me out of the airplane. And
right.
said, we're doing this. We'll figure out how to put the wheels on as we're falling. So, so that kind of is what sparked my entrepreneurial spirit. And we were really successful at that. In fact, she still runs that business. But as we were able to grow into that business, we also realized that it could take less and less of our time. So I had the opportunity to kind of seek out my own passions, and that's when I fell across Go Nano, and the rest is history.
That's fantastic. So, as an entrepreneur and a small business owner, we wake up in the middle of the night, and it doesn't matter if it's Thursday before payroll or if it's before negotiating a new business insurance right. contract, whatever it might be, you're thinking about your points of failure. And you get up and you feel good the next day when you're able to solve them. But sometimes you wake up in the morning, what did I get myself into? It's a lonely world when you have your own company.
Absolutely.
It's you're not going in and saying, well, I don't really have to worry about a lot. I'll get a check in 2 weeks and, you know, yep. I'll figure it out. You got to figure it out tomorrow.
Yep.
If you can share with our viewers and listeners a little bit about that, some of those, that anxiety. And,
sure.
and some of the tools that you use to get over it, because you do run into them, because everything changes.
Sure.
The only thing that's constant is change. So you still wake up some days, I can't even believe I got to deal with this.
Sure.
What are some of the tools that you use, Derek?
Well, it's funny, because if I'm not anxious, I think, oh gosh, what's going on? What am I missing?
Right?
There's got to be something that I should be anxious about. So it's always, I mentioned it earlier, surrounding yourself with the right people. I have to surround myself with the right people in my roofing business. But there's a lot of back-end people that help form a business. Whether you realize it or not, even if you're on your own, legal, financials, every aspect of that, insurance. So all of those things I didn't have an answer for, I thought it was my job to take care of all those things. Well, you realize real fast that you're not equipped to handle every aspect of forming and running a business. So I would seek out the best people I knew. Who do I know that is in insurance? What attorney do I know that can start up documents? And all of those things, and even on the financial side, finding a good CPA, finding a good investment advisor, all of those things take a lot off your plate so that you can run the day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
My best advice for an entrepreneur is, one, you've got to start. But you've got to know that you're going to have things that you don't understand and mm-hmm. you do not know how to break through. And you've got to find people to mentor you or walk you through that process so that you can focus on day-to-day.
Right. I think one of the things that I tell in one of my businesses, my business partner. If you don't know, we just have to ask, and conversations are free. And 100%. There's a lot of people out there in the small business world and the entrepreneurial world that are interested, no different than people like myself and you. We want people to succeed, because success for someone else provides opportunity for others. And that is the element to being a part of this fraternity in one way or another, right? Because we do get to affect people's lives, not only in the services that you provide, be a new roof or an application to Go Nano, but more importantly, it's the people and the culture that you're creating with your company. And those people are coming to work every day going like, I get to see Derek, yeah. Right? And at the end of the day, that's a big deal to a lot of people.
A big part of their life.
And being able to mentor them. And I've always said with my businesses, the best story is when somebody comes in and says, you know what, I'm leaving because I'm going to go start my own business. I'm like, I actually did something right.
I love to train my employees to think like that. Because right. I want, if you want employees, you're probably in the wrong spot.
Right.
If you want people that are going to think like entrepreneurs, you're in the right spot. Because those are the people that get things done.
You hire people to take your job. You don't hire people to work for you.
Can't agree more.
Absolutely. Well, in the last few minutes that we have, is there some advice you'd like to give that starting entrepreneur out there that you didn't get, or you did get,
sure,
that might just help them a little bit as they start their business, or they plan sure. to start their business?
Well, I mean, my advice is believe in yourself. That's the first part. But a lot of people, I've mentored a lot of people when it comes to starting their own business. And John Maxwell, great author, he has a great saying that he says, most of the world is getting ready to get ready. and they're just looking for the perfect opportunity, the right time. There's never a perfect opportunity. There's never the perfect time to do anything. But I know if I start and I keep going, like we said earlier, I'm not competing with 99%. I'm competing with the 1% that are actually right. working it and trying every day. Most of it is just like, are you faithful enough in yourself that you're going to take that step forward and then keep fighting every day?
What you said is getting ready to get ready. You don't start perfect.
Nope.
You create something that might become perfect, but you start with good. If you're always looking for perfect to start, somebody else has made that perfect, not
and
you.
If you're not failing, you're probably not pushing the boundaries enough.
Absolutely.
Right?
That's what I tell all of my folks is, I want you to fail, because that means you're taking a risk. If you're not failing, then you're not learning.
You learn way more from failure than you do from success.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
But I said, you can't keep making the same mistake. You got to make a different one, right? But anyway, well, listen, Derek, it has been phenomenal
Absolutely.
To have you on the
Thank
show.
You so
I really
much.
Appreciate it. I know our listeners do. I think the most important thing to take out of today's show is, here's another great story. And we'd love to have your great story. All you've got to do is get started like Derek did. With that, it's Greg Ehlers, your host of Einstein's Disease. And until next week, have a great week.
This has been a Now Media Networks feature presentation. All rights reserved.